This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to finish up what I was talking about, where we are going in terms of Agenda 21, in terms of this myth of the totally safe self-driving car. Anybody that's worked with computers understands that they're no better than the people who program them. But the public is not being told that story. Instead, we're being lied to by Wired magazine saying the problem are these terrible humans. Terrible humans need to be taken out of the equation. And so the reality that Recode, which is a tech publication, got documents out of Uber, and they said, look at what's happening here. They've driven 20,000 some odd miles, and the cars had to be taken over every single mile by a human behind the wheel. Now, they're not doing as well as Waymo. Waymo is doing better, but still no prize there. Because they still have these disengagements, as they call them, where they're going to crash or fail. And we keep seeing this with Tesla when they go into automatic mode. And yet, I have this article here from Electrek, another cheerleader of this, saying the Tesla Model 3 will give superhuman safety to the driver and be 10 times safer than current cars, says a Tesla analyst, Adam Jonas. Okay, let's have a reality check here. I remember when Atomic Power was being sold to us back in the 1960s, and I remember reading all the stuff coming out of Oak Ridge Labs. I was soaking all of that stuff up as somebody who loved technology. And I remember them saying how safe and effective nuclear power was going to be. It was going to be so cheap, you wouldn't even monitor it. You wouldn't even meter it. And that's the fantasy utopia that they're selling us. Here's the reality, folks. They don't want to maintain our infrastructure, but even more importantly, they don't want you to have the anonymous ability to move about freely. It's part of getting rid of cash. They want a cashless society. They want to be able to monitor your every movement with these cars. They don't want you to own anything. They want you to rent everything from them, including the roads. They're not going to build any new roads unless they can get toll roads. Here's an example of this. Omaha, Nebraska residents are outraged as the city is turning their roads now to gravel. How's that for a metaphor of what they're doing in our country? Say, residents of Omaha, Nebraska are seriously unhappy about the fact the city is turning their asphalt streets into dirt and gravel roads, according to the New York Times. Several decades ago, a developer made the decision to save money by paving hundreds of miles of streets on the outskirts of Omaha with asphalt overlay instead of concrete, meaning that the roads are not built to the city standard. So they said, we don't want to maintain these things. Instead, we're just going to crush them and put gravel out. And if you look at the pictures that they've got here of people trudging through the muddy gravel roads and the potholes that are in it and the deteriorating roads, this is our deteriorating infrastructure. This is not even Detroit. The place that used to be the most prosperous area in the country, Detroit, Michigan, now is a monument to Democrat policies. They've turned it into a North American version of Venezuela. But it's happening in Republican Omaha, Nebraska, because they don't want to maintain our infrastructure. And they don't want to maintain our freedom and our ability to move around anonymously. They want to confine us to the cities, and this is the way they do it. They set up a control grid. They're going to mandate boxes. First step is to mandate boxes on your cars. They call it talking cars. And that is vehicle-to-vehicle communication. And, of course, that will work better for the cars that are connected in that network. But then, of course, you are going to be the unknown problem in the equation. They're going to have to get you out of that equation. You know, when they talk about self-driving cars on autopilot, that is never going to work as long as there's any humans anywhere close to it. We just had a near miss with Prince Charles's helicopter because of a drone. You can't put autopilot only works when you've got airplanes and they keep tens of thousands of feet between each other and vertically and horizontally in every direction. You can't drive cars in close quarter with autopilot, so they're going to have to remove you out of the equation. And they're happy to do that because it's part of control. It's part of Agenda 21. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, March 27th, 2017. We have an article up on Infowars.com from Zero Hedge. Trump handed Merkel a $375 billion invoice for NATO defense during her recent visit. I love the picture juxtaposition they've got here of Trump laughing at the podium, Merkel looking at him. And, of course, they're not paying their fair share. They have it's well over $200 billion surplus that Germany has, but they're not going to pay that share. We've got some breaking news from Alex. Here's Alex with joining us now. Go ahead, Alex.
Absolutely, David. If you go to Infowars.com, there's a headline by Kit Daniels linking directly to Atlantic Monthly, the most elite Democratic Party publication in the United States. That's a publication where they communicate with their top people. It's not even really for the public, and that's been admitted to me by folks at the Atlantic. The Atlantic Monthly, the whole East Coast elite publication, admits they are planning and looking at an overthrow of Trump using the continuity of government system. Now, that's if the Russians nuked us to start in the 1950s. If they hit us with bombers or missiles, we would then be able to have Congress reconstituted and a new president brought forward a whole succession of power. The difference is I noticed when they started pushing that Trump's a Russian and this whole narrative 3 months ago, the different statements they were making, that they were using COG stay-behind networks that are already set up as shadow governments under law inside of our federal government. And I, again, the first person to say, and I said it literally hundreds and hundreds of times, not bragging, but listeners have to know that we're so busy, we don't even have time to chronicle when I say this, but I said this in November, I said it in December, I said it in January, I said it in February, and I've even said it this month, and we're going to find those clips. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, we are going to show you what I said over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, because the enemy wants to say we're not credible because we are so credible. We make occasional mistakes. It's not on purpose. When we do, we own up to them. They now admit that they are preparing a COG, Continuity of Government Program. Let me break this down for folks. In 1944, they ran Operation Valkyrie in Germany, Deutschland, to those that live in Germany. They made it into movies with Tom Cruise. Everybody knows about Operation Valkyrie. That was a COG program if Hitler got killed to keep the government going with his wishes. But they used the COG, Continuity of Government Program, to try to actually overthrow Hitler, but that failed. So I saw what they were doing, what they were pushing, saying he was illegitimate, saying the government should resist him, saying Obama was putting stay-behind groups in all the major agencies and hiring literally hundreds of thousands of people his last 2 months when Trump was president-elect. I knew it was a COG because the neocons in the 1980s, this was in congressional hearings in 1986 and 87, when I ran Contra, had a COG plan to even overthrow President Ronald Reagan. Claim leftists had done it, assassination, they had different crises, national riots, a nuke going off, those were part of it. And under different programs, Cable Splicer, Garden Plot, and others, they would then have martial law come in the name of stabilizing the country. Now, Democrats are all over the news calling for martial law. Democrats are all over the news calling for a civil emergency, calling for the death of Trump. They are preparing the climate to try to get the security services, the local police, the state police, the feds, to go along with this. That's why you see McCain calling Senator Paul a, quote, agent of Putin. That's why you see them saying it about me, and I'm under criminal investigation, supposedly working for Russian spies. Never met one, never talked to one. It's totally insane. And then it goes on from there. That's why they're pushing this narrative, saying Trump's a Russian agent, because he's a real American. Restoring the Republic and the out-of-control fourth of state, the opposition party, MSM, the elite, the Democratic Party leadership, the Republican Party leadership, all of them are sabotaging Trump, just like they're sabotaging Brexit in the UK and trying to block the return of sovereignty in England and other areas of the UK. And they admitted they're using economic warfare in England, the EU is, to try to keep them in that unelected system. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not bragging, but I've literally read, no exaggeration, 500-plus history books on modern war. I have read the white papers. I have read psychological warfare manuals. I've done things that most top CIA analysts don't even do themselves, and I'm a private citizen. That's why I know what I'm seeing when I see it, because I was attracted to this information as a teenager and voraciously read it all, not knowing it was part of, I guess, God's larger plan to resist this. But here we are, dealing with this, and Kent wrote a nice article, but I asked him, add you a screenshot of Atlantic Monthly. People aren't going to believe they're actually calling for this, even though you link to them. Show where they're calling for him to be killed. Show where they're calling for civil emergency. Show screenshots of Rosie O'Donnell saying civil emergency, martial law. I told you they were going to call for it because I could see the preparations they were making. Now it's here. And so the reason I keep telling you, I told 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 you, is the next phase is demoralize the president. Demoralize the public. Make any failures he makes big giant issues when he's already devastated political correctness, is already declaring our sovereignty, is already beginning to secure our border, 40%+ down folks coming across illegally just in the first 60-something days, doing all the big things for the economy, all the big things for small business loans, all the big things trying to get tax cuts. Is it his fault they won't get rid of Obamacare or tax cuts? No. Is it his fault he tried to compromise with Paul Ryan? Yes. And that's the president's problem. Just like Matt Drudge has said, just like I've said, just like David Knight has said. golf course from or a hotel, Mr. President. You're dealing with criminals that want full control, and they don't want you to succeed. And their own white papers, they say they want poverty and they want economic collapse. So again, to our radio audience, to our TV viewers, to our affiliates, to our station managers, but most importantly to my own crew, I know you're always busy on the latest breaking info, but there's a war in MSM to discredit InfoWars and yours truly. Now, they can discredit us. They're going to set the precedent to ban all the other news. They're openly saying they want to ban Matt Drudge. That was in the news just 2 days ago. If they're successful, they're going to come. Everyone, we must hang together. So we must. And the audience has got to help us. The audience has all heard me hundreds of times say they're going to use COG and use the Project Valkyrie story and then play the clips of congressional hearings. And then literally we don't, I don't have notes. I don't know when it runs yet. I didn't know. I said it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And the true power is in saying they're going to do this and then it happening, like saying Trump's going to win and then he does win. Or saying that the polls are fake and then it shows the polls are fake. Or saying household appliances are watching you 18 years ago. Now it's admitted. The real power is in that we are telling the truth. We are honest. We are cutting edge. But we've got to find the clips. It's going to be an emergency warning to the president of martial law, emergency warning to the president of the plan to overthrow him. It's in all those larger special reports, and it's in reports I did on the Sunday show, especially. I remember in December, it got picked up in the news where I warned that the CIA was planning to overthrow Trump and COG. It even got picked up in major newspapers, but the headline was, plan to overthrow Trump before he's actually inaugurated. They wanted to do it then, but they can't get the security services to do it. So first they've got to bully Rand Paul, the senator. Then they've got to bully Nunes and anybody else that's honorable and telling the truth. So they're all calling them Russian agents. They're not Russian agents. They're agents of the Republic, backing the president, trying to make us great again, backing us, turning our coal on, that's most our power, that absolutely bankrupted the Russians the minute he did that. We're not against the Russians, but sorry. You're selling natural gas globally. Sorry. Our coal's much cheaper than yours. It's over for you. Sorry. He's devastating the Russians. He's devastating the Chinese communists. He's devastating the EU because America is still positioned, despite the fact that we're 90% sold off by the globalists, to roar back to worldwide dominance. Then we can empower these other countries. So that's the bottom line. I'm total America. Everybody knows that. I'm going to go back to David Knight here, but that's why we're playing 3D chess here when people see me do things. Sometimes they don't totally agree with or understand. When they see me make moves or make apologies on certain issues, it's because I understand larger plans and know things you don't know, like the official Democratic Party openly in fundraising letters saying they're planning to put everything they can this year into destroying InfoWars, and if they can take us out, they're going to take everybody else out. So then I strategically know what to do to block that using – I'm just going to stop right there. So, look, we've come this far. We're defending the Republic 110%. We've told you what's going on. We've told you what's happening. We need your prayers. We need your support. And we need you financially. Financially, as this economy implodes, they try to kill the stock market. Financially, to flood InfoWars with money at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible game-changing products. Everybody needs X2. You're crazy if you don't take it. Everybody needs Superbell Vitality. You're nuts if you don't take it. Totally works. Read the 5-star reviews on third-party sites. Everybody needs to do the oxy powder and flush their guts. Everybody needs the parasite cleanses we've got. Everybody needs the products, just like our info is game-changing and cutting-edge. Our products, our water filtration systems, our storable foods, our books, our videos, everything changes the world because we're mission-driven to paradigm shift and dominate the globalists, and we have the intel, and we know their operations, and if people will simply spread the word and realize it's a war, we can't be stopped. But the story's on InfoWars.com. Kit Daniels, he's adding a lot to it. Great job, Kit, doing it. But I want to, this is a huge article. The fact they're coming out in the most elite publication of the Democrats saying we're getting ready to overthrow the president and have special elections and then have Homeland Security take control of elections, which Obama already signed in. You know their whole plan. They're coming for us. They have taken my correction, because I knew we got sucked into the Pizzagate. Of course, the overall Pizzagate's real. Of course, there's stuff with Podesta and the emails. I'm not saying that stuff's not real. We trailblaze exposing it. They and the media picked what to target to get us to focus on it, to set us up, and then put this info out, ladies and gentlemen, so that it discredits the entire movement to expose it all. But why do you think every radio station I know of in Austin and every other radio station around the country we've heard of is attacking me and now lying, saying that I'm saying pedophilia doesn't exist? And I'm saying none of this stuff exists. That's because the elite are all into this. They're running this stuff, and they want to take what I've said and twist it, because people know I have credibility, to discredit the overall movement against them. But the good news is, that's not happening. The people are awakening, and it's a beautiful time, and we're moving forward. Infowars.com. Back to David Knight. Let's spread the word. Get out there and support us. This is a war. You want folks to fight? You want folks to take action?
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to take phone calls in this last half hour that we've got. Let me give you that number. That's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you want to call into the show, give us your opinion, your take on the latest events of the day. And we're going to start that in the next segment. We've got a short segment here. I'm going to go back to this article that Alex was talking about. And there's another article about the Catholic Church jumping into this issue of the Trump wall and saying that any Mexicans who work on this are committing an immoral act. They're committing treason. They're working against the homeland, so forth and so on. That's a pretty amazing statement. We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have a free newsletter. If you're not signed up for that, you can go to Infowars.com/newsletter. You can sign up for that free newsletter so that you can get the news uncensored. And that's not going to be censored by bots at Facebook or Google or social media anywhere. And you'll also get daily specials. Today's daily special, for example, is Power Pack, 40% off. Sign up for that newsletter. Get that special if you are not currently signed up, or you know, if you're signed up for the newsletter and you haven't seen it yet. The special today is a Power Pack at 40% off. Also, this is the final day to save on select storable food. You can take 30 to 40% off InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That is ending today. This is the last day of this special. Again, it has a shelf life of 25 years, made with high-quality ingredients in the USA, no GMO, and it is resealable. Once you do open that product up, you can reseal it for the next day or so, but it will preserve in its original format for 25 years. So it's the great packaging made in the USA, and it supports and funds our operations with the things that we sell at InfoWars. And finally, one last thing here, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Check that out. Check out the reviews. It's one of my favorite products, and it's one of the reasons why it sold out so very quickly. That has silver in it as well as iodine. It does not have fluoride, so that's very important what it doesn't have and what it does have. It's a great toothpaste. You will feel the difference. It's very important to fight gum disease, to fight the bacteria that causes gum disease and the bacteria that then moves into your bloodstream causes heart disease. All right, Alex was just talking about it. He called in because it's a very important article that Kit Daniels put up, talking about what's going on with the Atlantic confessing about their changes of continuity of government, saying we need to use this whole narrative about Russian hackers, call this election into question, and then say, well, we can't just overturn Donald Trump's election. That would be Pence as well, and even the Republican Senate and House. We need to question all of this. And what's the basis for that? As he points out in the article, this fellow Ornstein saying, we need to ensure the continuity of government amid cyber warfare threats. Remember all the talk before the election about how cyber warfare was the same as launching a real physical attack against our country? How do we know that there's been cyber warfare? Remember, we just had the WikiLeaks release of Vault 7, and it talked about how the CIA was curating all these different hacks, as well as curating the ability to mask these hacks and make it look as if these attacks are coming from a different country. So how are you going to know if they say there's a cyber warfare attack? How are you going to know if that's coming from Russia or from Washington? That's one of the key ingredients here in the discussion that's not really being talked about. Everybody's saying, Russian hack, and there's no evidence of this. As I said before, if they had any evidence after months and months and months of screaming about this, believe me, they would have put that evidence out. They don't have any evidence for it. It is a baseless allegation. But what they're doing is they're preparing the American public for when they say there is a cyber warfare attack. And guess who is going to decide that there's a cyber warfare attack? Well, as he points out in the article, he says the Obama administration put the Department of Homeland Security in charge of deciding if there's a cyber warfare attack. And they're also the people who actually did hack the elections to the extent that there were any computer hacks into elections. They got into several state boards of elections. It was Homeland Security. So the same people who we know hacked into elections, Board of Elections in the various states, are the people who are going to adjudicate that this is a cyber warfare attack. We know, based on the documents that we've seen, that we cannot tell the origin of these cyber attacks. John McAfee talked to me. He said this many times. And, of course, now we've seen in the documents, we know that they cannot with certainty say that. As John McAfee said, look, they would be absolutely incompetent if they left their fingerprints. So, in such a basic way. They say, well, we saw this and it looked like it was a Cyrillic keyboard and so forth. No state agency that is doing that sort of thing worth their salt. They would all be fired or put in front of a firing squad if they did something that absurd, that hopelessly incompetent. They're obviously going to make it look like it came from a different country. That's one of the first things they're going to do. And as he pointed out, the supposed software that did the supposed hack of the emails and so forth was a very old piece of software that was out of rev. It was in the public domain. It wasn't even current software, hacking software. But these people are going to say, well, because we've had a cyber attack, and because we will, you just have to trust us, We know where it's coming from. We don't trust them. They're the people who create the holes and are leaving the holes open. How's that for security? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to your calls in just one moment. If you want to call in, that number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Just before we go to the calls, and maybe some of you will want to comment about this, the articles that came out from Reuters and AP today about the Catholic Church in Mexico, the Archdiocese of Mexico. And this is what they're saying. Any company intending to invest in the wall of the fanatic Trump would be immoral. But above all, its shareholders and owners should be considered traitors to the homeland. You want to understand, this is an invasion, folks. And I think nothing says that more than this, and more than the actions of the Mexican government's own embassies and consulates, 50 of them throughout the United States, working and conspiring with foreign citizens, their citizens, who criminally trespass in our country, conspiring with them to violate our laws and to come here en masse without our permission, not intending to become part of America. They don't want to be Americans. They want America. They don't want to work with you. They want to take what you've got. And nothing could be clearer than this. The editorial is titled Treason Against the Homeland. It says, what is most surprising is the timidity of the Mexican government's economic authorities, who have not firmly moved against these companies who would bid on building this wall. So they want these companies punished. This Catholic Church, this highly politicized Catholic Church, working for the globalists, as we pointed out over and over again, working for their key issues of globalist consolidation, their new world order, pushing climate change as the mechanism for that, and, of course, pushing people across the border to create the kind of friction that's going to create that change. We need to understand what this is. And they talk about how Mexicans will judge these firms on whether they are loyal to the national identity. Folks, that is nothing but La Raza. That is La Raza that is being pushed on us. We have to understand what is truly behind this. This is not your immigrants yearning to be free. This is not the Statue of Liberty. These are foreign nationals who are being pushed here by a foreign government saying they want to take over our government. They don't want to pay for the education of their citizens, first and foremost. So they want to send their citizens here to be educated at your expense. The dreamers are coming here, and they're going to make the American dream of owning a home unaffordable because most of your property taxes are going to pay for schools. And now we see that about a quarter of the students nationwide are illegal homes. They're from illegal aliens' homes. So can you afford to do that? Can you afford not only to educate them, but to educate them in the language of their choice? It's not enough that they're going to come here. They don't want to assimilate to the extent that they would speak English. No, they want to be educated in the language of their choice. And it's not just Spanish. There's jurisdictions where they've got dozens of different languages that they have to educate children on. This is what's behind this takeover. And again, at the end of the last week, we saw the report about how in 24 states, 50% or more of babies are born on Medicaid. In New Mexico, that is 72%. So these children are coming here. They are coming here as birth tourism. They can come here, get all of their pregnancy care taken care of by the American taxpayer because the Mexican government doesn't want to do it. And then if they want to continue to stay here, then those anchor babies then go on Medicaid, and then the whole family can continue to draw from the American trough because the Mexican government doesn't want to do this. This is an invasion. It's being pushed forward by the Mexican government. It is now being pushed forward, amazingly, by the Catholic Church. It has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. It has everything to do with the globalist politics of the Pope. Let's go to your calls now. Let's go to Nicholas in Texas. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Hello, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
I just have two quick topics to go over, and that is Paul Ryan and 9/11. First about Paul Ryan, I think he should really be released from the Trump administration because I think going with this tax reform that Trump's about to do, I think it's going to be a stall on Trump's agenda. What do you think?
Well, I would like to see Paul Ryan go, but if you remember, the very people that Trump is going to war with now, the House Freedom Caucus, are going to be the only people who could really remove him. It's going to take a vote in the House, and it was the House Freedom Caucus that opposed Paul Ryan in the past, that opposed John Boehner. And John Boehner saw the handwriting on the wall, and he got out before they threw him out. But then he made sure that his handpicked puppet, Paul Ryan, was put in his place. So if we want to get real change done, we have to work with the people who are standing on the principle of repealing this dictatorial Obamacare. Paul Ryan never wanted to get that taken out. He was part of the Republican establishment. He's going to be defended by the Republican establishment. Trump just can't go in as a dictator and say, I don't want Paul Ryan here anymore. He's going to have to work with people who don't agree with Paul Ryan, but he's gone to, I just don't understand why he would side with Paul Ryan or why he would say he's now going to go work with the Democrats on this stuff. Look, if he would work with the core Republicans and make that the base and build on that base, then he would get something done. The Democrats are in the minority. The Democrats, when they were in the majority, were able to get Obamacare passed. Republicans now have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And if they can't replace Obamacare and repeal it in the first place, they have to repeal it. They have to repeal these dictatorial mechanisms that are there. If they can't do that, it'll never happen. And it certainly is not going to happen with the Democrats. They're perfectly happy with what's there. They're perfectly happy with the taxes, except they would like to see them higher. I don't see how you're going to work with them to get that done. Paul Ryan might work with him somewhat on the taxes, but he's not going to make the kind of changes in terms of the border, in terms of trade, in terms of Obamacare that we want to see happen. He represents the status quo establishment. And the GOP wants to drag their feet and keep things as they are, just like the Democrats do. So I don't think that's going to happen. What do you want to say about 9/11?
Yeah, there's a report by Breitbart and the Miami Herald that the missing 20th hijacker is willing to testify on the 9/11 trial. And I think he's trying to expose Saudi Arabia's link to 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting. You know, when we look at this lawsuit that was filed by the families of the victims of 9/11, and of course they were blocked from doing that for 15 years. They came up, the official government conspiracy theory said that two planes knocked down three steel skyscrapers. If you believe that, I got a bridge I can sell you, okay? But they came up with that official conspiracy theory, and part of selling that official conspiracy theory was the Saudis did it. And they put it in the report, but then they wouldn't let anybody see it. Donald Trump came out and said, we want to see those missing 28 pages, and that got that revealed, even though the senators who were head of the 9/11 commission had worked for 15 years to say, we need to show the American people these pages. Nothing happened when they were doing it, but when Donald Trump said, we want to see the missing 28 pages, it happened. And then once that happened, people were so outraged about that, they said, well, you want to say the Saudis did it, then there ought to be some consequences to the Saudis if you say they did it. And so that began the process to move forward and let them sue for compensation. Obama vetoed that. But the Senate, because the people were outraged with what they saw, the Senate overruled Obama's veto. So for the last 6 months, they've been looking at the documents, building information, doing discovery, and that's the important thing. We've got to open this back up. We've got to look at this again. We've got to get to the details, and I think that's a very positive thing that can come out of this. I'd like to see the families get some compensation. We understand that the CIA and Saudi Arabia are so connected for so long that you can't tell where one ends and the other one begins. I think you ought to call it like the CIA Arabians, because you've had Prince Bandar staying at Langley Air Force Base. The connections between them are just so tight. They were part of the Bretton Woods repeal of gold standard, and they put us on a petrodollar, and the Saudis were key to that. So they have a lot of leverage over us. We have leverage over them, but we're joined at the hip. We're joined at the CIA with Saudi Arabia. So this is something that needs to move forward. I'm very happy to see that there's going to be some more discovery in that. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Nicholas. Let's go to Mike in North Dakota. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, David. Can you hear me? Just making sure.
Yes, I hear you.
Telephone. Okay.
You're on.
People keep talking about, they're happy that, you know, the state finally went constitutional carry.
I talked about that yesterday. Yes.
Really,
and for people who don't know the news, let me just explain. For people who don't know the news, we had the state of North Dakota say, and it was by a large margin, it was almost unanimous in the House, and it was like 2-1, I think, or 3-1 nearly in the Senate. They said, we are not going to turn the privilege, the right of having weapons to protect yourself. We're not going to turn that right into a privilege. You don't have to do anything to have a concealed carry. You just need to be able to identify yourself. If a police officer asks you at a traffic stop, you need to tell them that you're carrying, that you got a weapon with you, and identify yourself. Other than that, it's just what the Second Amendment says. And the Second Amendment does not give us those rights. The Second Amendment recognizes God-given natural rights, human rights that we all possess, and it says the government will not take those away. So the Second Amendment doesn't give us rights. The Second Amendment prohibits the government from taking those rights away. So it's very important. And as I said before, Mike, that really needs to be done at the state level. Many of our issues with liberty need to be taken back at the state level. We're not going to be given our liberties. Nobody ever gives you your freedom. You take it back. And the place we can take it back is at the state level. And that leads the way. We've had other states who have done this, and we need to do this on other issues as well. It's a great thing that they did in North Dakota. Your comments.
Yeah, no. I'm formerly from California, so and that place is all jacked up, and that's why I got out of there. But the laws here are a lot more, you know, relaxed. But they still put a lot of, you know, issues with where you can carry it. You know, like you can't go to the mall, can't go to Target, you can't go to places where people are gathering to protect yourself. I mean, you can't go to a theater. You know, they don't want you in there if you got a you know, concealed carry. Of course, I take it anyway. I just don't tell nobody because nobody's going to tell me how I can and can't defend myself. I'm not going to hurt nobody. I'm just looking to defend myself, you know.
That's right. That's right. So you're saying that even though you don't have to have a privilege license to do concealed carry, they're putting restrictions on where you can carry weapons.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They say, oh, it's constitutional carry, but it's really, I mean, it's really not. You know, it's,
right, right.
It's under the blanket to say, oh, it's constitutional carry. Now you don't need a permit. Well, yeah, they're still saying, oh, you can't use it here or there or here or there, you know, other places like that, you know. It's just kind
of that's an important point, and we need to understand that that's the way they try to set up tripwires for people. And, of course, we've seen the same thing when they have decriminalized or legalized marijuana, either for medical use or for just recreational use. They still leave those tripwires out there, and that's the really insidious thing when they do that. But, again, it's a fight that is going to continue, and it is a fight that we're going to have to do at the local level. As we're talking about these different issues, now, Trump is with us on the Second Amendment, absolutely. There's some other issues like the war on drugs that the Trump administration is not with us on. Certain issues like this really have to be fought at the state level. But the key thing about Donald Trump and the Trump administration is that they were going to block, and I think so far he's done a great job. And just the first, one of the first things he did was to shut down the TPP, understanding that it wasn't something that you could negotiate the details of and get something that you wanted. It was going to create a structure that was then going to be used to enact globalism. And he needs to come to that same realization about the health care bill. The health care bill is not about the details as much as it is about the infrastructure that was built with Obamacare. You need to destroy and repeal that infrastructure. And then you can go back and you can set up things to enhance markets, to give people economic choice, to give them information, make those economic choices, to have competition across state lines. You can do that stuff afterwards, but you need to destroy this infrastructure of power. And that was the key thing about TPP. That's why it could not be negotiated. We didn't want to renegotiate that. We just needed to shut that down, and I hope he understands that. And so if we keep globalism from destroying our Constitution, we still have it on the books, even though it's being totally ignored by our federal government, we can then reenact the Constitution gradually at the state and local level. And I think that's a move, a big move in the right direction, what they did in North Dakota, even though they left those little tripwires around about prohibitions as to where you could carry your weapons. They took away the fundamental idea that is wrong, that this is some kind of a privilege that can be granted to you or withheld from you by the federal government. No, it is a fundamental human right to be able to protect yourself. And the next step of that, of course, is to say we're going to remove these restrictions that create gun-free zones because those are the most dangerous areas, as we've pointed out time and time again. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, David. I just had two quick points to make. First is there's a very good one of my favorite Twilight Zone episodes that stars Burgess Meredith, where he plays a library that is trying to be outed by the state.
We play that all the time
right
as an opening break. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like that's kind of what's going on. I feel like Burgess Meredith is like anybody currently in the state that we live in who does not agree with the deep state or the current establishment. I mean, we've seen it happen with Ben Garrison over something as simple as a Monsanto cartoon. We've seen what they did with Milo. We see what's going on actually in London right now, what YouTube's trying to restrict with Paul Joseph Watson's articles and what is happening with Tommy Robinson. I just feel like that's what it's doing. It's easier for them to try and just get rid of the person rather than to come out and debate them and know that the deep state is wrong. So I feel like that's what's going on. And the second part is you guys were talking a little bit about AI and the robotics thing. There's also another a show called The Outer Limits, and there was a really good episode with Tom Arnold where he bought a robot to try and help his family out, do things around the house, and the robot ended up taking over his whole entire house.
Yeah,
feel like that's what's happening with these AI systems is you get it for one thing, thinking you're going to be able to control it, and then it overruns everything.
Absolutely. You know, that episode you're talking about, Burgess Meredith, we play that. And it's to make you a non-entity, to tell you that you have absolutely no value. Of course, we've seen that portrayed in other things like the prisoner episodes where they would say, we have declared you to be non-mutual. You know, that's kind of a forerunner of political correctness. You know, you were non-mutual. There's also a Twilight Zone episode. You want to talk about AI. Now, the one that comes to my mind is the one where they have the benevolent aliens who come to Earth. And remember, we've got Elon Musk talking about how AI is like an artificial intelligence. He said, just think of this as it unrolls as being visited by an artificial intelligence that's going to be coming here in about 20 years or so. And if you look at that episode, this benevolent aliens who came to Earth, they had said that their purpose was to serve mankind. And at the end of the episode, a guy gets on their ship and he sees this book that says to serve mankind, and he opens it up and it's a recipe book. That is essentially what they're doing, folks. They're putting these things out there and saying, don't worry, we're going to do everything for you. We're going to serve you with these robot chauffeurs, these robot taxis. They will do everything. You don't have to worry about anything. You can just lay back in your cocoon that they set up like a coffin, and we'll do all the driving for you. You know, one of the things about that is it sets it up into, it dulls our mind. There's an article on RT talking about how the navigation systems that we use actually cause our brains to lose their activity, our brains to shrink. They compared it to the taxi drivers who did the knowledge. Their brains grew. Ours are shrinking because we're turning it over to the AI. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls. Before we go back to our calls, I just want to remind you that we have an all-new Victory Series 2 Minutemen edition of our 80% lowers, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a new collector's edition. We have 500 of these limited edition lowers produced. Each one is sequentially numbered. You can get them at a special introductory price of just $150. And in addition, we're giving you 20% off all the other 80% lowers that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a win-win situation for you and for InfoWars. You support the InfoWar as well as get a high quality, and you can see this from Tennessee Arms. These are excellent quality lowers. They guarantee these lowers. They tell you how to do it. If you have a problem, they will make sure that you get this right, and they will stand behind this. Even though you are finishing this up, they will stand behind it. So these are excellent quality products. Again, there is a new Minuteman edition that is at a special introductory price of $150, and there is 20% off all the other lowers that are available there at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to the phone calls right now. Let's go to Mark in New Hampshire. Mark, you want to talk about the border wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, David, and thank you for taking my call. As far as the border wall goes, I don't necessarily agree with the wall, but don't they use technology and motion sensors at Area 51 to detect that even if a mouse crosses that line, it sets off an alarm? Why couldn't that be implemented along the border?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they might even kind of use that technology. You might think they would use that at the White House. We see one episode or the other of people going over that wall and that fence. To a large degree, that's true. And to some degree, I think any wall that you put there, you're going to have somebody who is going to find a way to get over it. The key is, though, is to increase the resistance to decrease the flow. Nothing is going to be 100%. There's never any 100% solution to anything. But we have to do something to enforce our border. And I think, what do you think about this story about the Mexican Archdiocese, the Catholic Church, saying it's treason to work with these people? It's disloyal to their national identity to work with people. I mean, why does their national identity depend on being able to come into our country and violate our laws? What do you think about that?
I'm still trying to figure that one out, to be honest with you. I certainly think that's that'd be like saying if we went into Canada and or we wanted to build a wall against Canada and the Canadians wanted to come in, it was treasonous to Canada. Or
the analogy would be we want to do everything we can and we set up our embassies in Canada to help Americans immigrate there, or let's say going to pick another country, pick China, pick Switzerland. And let's say the Swiss don't want to let us go there because we don't have enough money or we haven't followed their rules. And we say, well, we're going to send Americans in there anyway. And then we're going to work with our embassies in Switzerland to make sure that the Americans can stay there and violate their laws and get free services from the Swiss, whether the Swiss like it or not. And if you do anything to stop that, you're guilty of treason against the United States because we're trying to take over Switzerland here. Come on, guys, work with us. This is part of our national identity to take over Switzerland. So work with us. That's what the Mexican government is doing. They're saying that you are committing treason, that you are disloyal to the national identity, and that what you're doing is immoral. Because, of course, they're a church. They don't really have anything to say about what treason is or politics are, do they? I mean, that's not really something where they have the authority to speak. You know, when the Pope comes in and talks about climate change or whatever, he's not really speaking from the chair, as they say, ex cathedra. He doesn't have the authority to talk about science or politics or economics. That's when he talks about that, he's talking according to Catholic doctrine. He's just talking about it as just another person commenting on it. Supposedly, when he talks about religion, which he rarely does, that should tell you something too, shouldn't it? But it should tell us all what is going on here. This is an invasion. Stay with us. We'll take some more of your phone calls on the other side of the break, and then we'll have Owen Schroyer coming in for the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.